views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from Sandusky Radio. Sorry, Hubbard Radio.
That was a flashback.
That was a flashback. Yes.
We can consider it Flashback Friday then.
Yes, Flashback Friday. Whoops.
Okay.
Hubbard Radio here in Seattle on KKNW AM 1150. You might be listening on WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, cable radio network somewhere in the United States, one of the 35 stations in Australia, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. And wherever you're joining us from today, you're going to be glad you did, because we're going to be looking at dreams in a very different way. But before getting into the nitty-gritty of this fascinating subject that I'm so excited to share with you today, I want to say hello to my better half in the studio, Mr. Benny Mathers.
Yeah, good day,
Benny.
Christine. Hello.
It's so nice to have you here, and it's so great to have you do your magic so that
the listeners can
hear this conversation.
I appreciate it, and I do all that I can. And it's funny because when you said our former company that we were owned by, I kind of perked up my ears. I'm like, wait a minute. It is Friday. Are we really doing a flashback? It's possible. And we dream of these things sometimes.
We do. The reason for that is because I got stuck in some bad traffic.
Now, you say this, but I don't know what you were looking at.
From 520 to 405, freeway to freeway, it was backed up for like a mile and a half.
Okay.
Stopped.
Okay.
And so I plugged, apparently Hubbard Radio isn't in the database right now. It's not.
How dare they?
So to get the estimate of when I was going to arrive, I
travesty.
Had to plug in Sandusky Radio. And that came up. So anyway. That's the reason for the flash.
I will get on that ASAP.
I do know much better than that, though. It is Hubbard Radio.
Oh, it's okay.
Yes.
You said it for so many times. Maybe sometimes you just kind of like jump back into it.
Yeah, could be.
It happens.
Could be. I could be still asleep and dreaming. But
nah. Ooh, that's a possibility.
And speaking of dreams, mm-hmm. I'm really excited about my guest today. His name is Chris McCleary, and he has an interesting background. He is a former Air Force Top Gun aviator, and now he works with dreams on a daily basis. He's an author, a philosopher, a spiritual mentor, a life coach, public speaker, and a peace activist. And he's the director of this place called the National Dream Center, where he collects, collates, and analyzes lots and lots of dreams so that he can help predict future events. I love this. Taking dreams, collecting the data, analyzing the data. The former research statistician in me loves this. And seeing if there are trends. Because, tapping into that super consciousness may lead us to answers about what's going to occur. Chris also holds an MBA in finance. He's a Master of Art in Transpersonal Studies. And he's working on a Master of Science in psychotherapy. And he's just like, he's a super achiever. And his work is available on nationaldreamcenter.com and also yippieball.com. And we'll talk a little bit about that as well. I'd like to welcome to the show Chris McCleary. Hi, Chris.
Well, thank you so much. From one Chris to another.
I know, it's the Chris and Chris show today.
And Benny.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I got to be thrown in there. I'd be more of like a navigator to you two lead pilots here.
Yeah. So, Chris, I find this absolutely fascinating. As a statistician turned energy healer, I know the benefits of both sides of the brain, both the ethereal realm and the hard scientific realm. Can you share with our listeners what is the National Dream Center? What do you do there?
Okay, well, National Dream Center is really a place that was started by George Uhr about a few years ago. And then once I completed my transpersonal studies master, I was just the universe working synchronistically, put this right into position. Just somehow George and I connected together, and he granted me this great, phenomenal concept that he had going. And basically what we do is we not only collect dreams, but we have what is called a dream bot, and it's a linguistics analysis program that goes out on the web, and instead of looking at forums and, you know, news articles, it goes out and looks for just dreams and dream content.
Uh-huh.
And so we combine what we know about precognitive dreams, so like literal dream content or metaphors,
mm-hmm.
and then we also compare that with the linguistics and what the linguistics is saying. And what we've found is that one or the other is very potent at being able to predict the future, but when you combine the two together, it exponentially increases your chances that something along those lines is going to come true.
Okay.
And so we do a daily dream bot run most of the days. Yesterday I wasn't able to get to it just because of time.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at what is surging in the dreams just from a linguistic standpoint. And we point out that, okay, for example, today was a whole lot of religious words for some reason. Monk was at the top. It had surged 5,000% and just in 2 days' time. And then some other interesting words were Catholic and Buddhist,
uh-huh.
and all these religious words, very interesting. So, but the linguistics by themselves, we know that some part of that list is going to come true. We just don't know which part it is yet. But when we combine it with the dreams and we start establishing a meme, we call it a meme,
mm-hmm.
when, you know, you have a lot of overlaps, particularly if you have a couple dreams that overlap, and then that overlaps with the linguistics, then you start looking at the clarity and the congruence and all that stuff that we factored into Project Argus, which we'll talk about later. And when all those things are maximized, you have a very high percentage of getting a real precognitive event coming out in real life.
So that's fascinating to me because it's saying that it's not just a few people on the planet who have precognitive dreams, that there is something that many of us tap into on a nightly basis that help us kind of predict the future.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's more of, you know, Carl Jung's kind of concept of the collective unconscious.
Sure.
And even he talked about how every dream has some aspect of the future in it, because really you're accessing kind of a timeless area. And most of our dreams, when you do dream work and dream interpretation, you can find a lot of the past experiences in your dream.
Sure.
And so it's a lot harder to see the future aspect. Now, some dreamers have like a, you know, kind of a talent. My wife has several precognitive dreams per week.
Wow.
I don't have nearly that kind of rate.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not particularly proud of my dreams, but I do have an exciting dream life nonetheless.
Uh-huh.
But it is something that you can also hone, and that's some of the other things that we're doing at the website is helping people to achieve more of that. And that's kind of where we're headed, actually, is we're going to use in Paradigm 3, which I really want to get into as soon as possible, but we have to talk about Project August. We got a lot of things to talk about.
I know, not enough time.
Okay, so we want to be able to predict the future, but so many people are just, they're satisfied or they're excited about just predicting the future, and we're taking it a step farther because of my pragmatic kind of personality. I want to be able to use it. I don't want to just say, hey, we predicted the future. Aren't we great?
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at what we did. There's got to be something useful that we can do with this, and that's where Paradigm 3 comes in, where we have our team of dreamers predicting the highest possibility factors for the future, and then we have a team of creators and spiritual adepts who take that information and change it just a little bit to where it's a more beneficial outcome. And so they're more focused on creating the future instead of just kind of standing by and watching the future happen.
Right. And you probably have to be very careful in what it is you create on a, you know, on a mass level, because,
yeah.
You know, I've certainly learned the hard way along in my life when I've been working to manifest something. I have to be careful what I wish for because I haven't had the clarity or the higher level perception. You know, I think I want one thing and I get it. And it's like, uh-oh, that's not exactly what I was talking about. So you have to get people who really have a sort of a high level perspective and are, you know, have the best intentions too.
Yeah, and we're trying to work out, we're refining all of our rule sets that we're going to have, particularly for the creator side of Paradigm 3.
Mm-hmm.
And those people will not be able to just go willy-nilly and just create whatever headlines they want. We'll have, you know, rules to where they can only change certain things, and they won't be able to step into picking a side. If they have to pick a side on something, which is very hard to do in a lot of cases, like when war is coming up and our predictors are predicting war or they're predicting some sort of conflict, then our tendency is to try and pick a side. Well, this group matches more of my worldview, so I'm going to stick with them.
Right, right.
And it tends to divide us. So we're not going to be diving into certain things like that. We're not going to be dividing into economics. I have a lot of opinions on the economic system itself,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of enslaving. But if you get into the work of, you've got a market crash coming, and then you've got the creators that are preventing the crash from happening, then you just stave off something that's, you know, some disaster later.
You got to think in terms of the highest good.
But then you also have, you're picking a side, because in every single market, action, you have a buyer and a seller.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on the right side of this thing, you know, a market crash could be really rewarding for you. If you're, mm-hmm. you're owning puts, you're shorting the market,
right.
You know, you're on the correct side. So in essence, these people would be, if they're creating a market or preventing the market from crashing, they're basically choosing a side, and that's not what the Paradigm 3 is all about.
Okay, and we'll get into this more. And I'm also going to be interested in hearing, you know, briefly how you went from Top Gun Aviator to Dream Coordinator, Dream Analysis Coordinator, when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show with Chris McCleary.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Chris McCleary, who is the director of the National Dream Center. And Chris, you know, I'm fascinated by your story of how you went from, you know, somebody who's in the military life and who's a super achiever. I'm not even going to call you an overachiever, a super achiever, getting accolades in a variety of ways. Top Gun aviator, and now you're looking at dreams. How did that happen?
Well, the word you used reminded me of my time at Atlantic University, which is the best transformational master's degree you can get. That's in Virginia Beach. And I learned about the Enneagram, and the Enneagram has 9 different personality types, and it didn't take but, about 4 months of introspection to figure out that I was the achiever, type three. But in there, you can imagine how terrible it is for an achiever to lose. Mm-hmm. And I had to lose in my life in order to get to closer to my life mission. And there was kind of that angst in my life as a fighter pilot, F-15s, a lot of combat time, but there was something amiss, and it just started to grow. Well, to make a long story short, I lost everything in the financial collapse of 2000. Well, it started really 2006, but it really came on strong later, which I had a lot of investments in. And I had to lose everything in order to see the world. It forced me to see the world in a brand new place, because here I am as an MBA, an all-achiever, nothing goes wrong in my life, and then I lose everything. And so I couldn't explain it, because I knew everything. Mm-hmm. I knew how the market worked, or so I thought. I've been professionally trained, and it just wasn't making sense, so I had to go see what's going on. And all the alternative places not only were able to explain it, but they were able to predict it ahead of time. They saw this, the crash is coming. And, of course, I didn't. That was still, you know, fairly mainstream.
So you had access to a certain realm of information, but you're saying that there was a broader realm that if you had tapped into, it you wouldn't have had that loss.
I don't know how to answer that in a timely manner. I don't know the whys of how all this happened. I feel kind of more of a karmic feel to it, where I was life mission there for a while, but mm-hmm. life missions can change.
Sure.
And, you know, people like Carl Jung, who had his own midlife crisis, my life really kind of resembles his in a way. I'm not calling myself Carl Jung, so don't worry. I'm not putting myself on a pedestal or anything like that.
I'll call you Chris and not Carl.
It's just the timing of it is really incredible because it was about 100 years difference. He started his 1913, and my midlife crisis where I lost everything, you know, about 2013, that kind of time frame. And it ended in 2013. So the timing was similar, and where am I going with this? Basically, I had to lose everything, forced me to look at life differently to be able to explain it, and I fell into this vacuum, but the vacuum, the void, felt blissful to mm-hmm. me to not have to worry about achieving. It was a new place in my life because, you know, we all have our defense mechanisms. We develop these based on childhood trauma or whatever else, whole myriad of things. And mine was just happens to be achieving, and I achieved to avoid life in a way.
Yes.
And so without anything in my life, I wasn't able to achieve anything.
Yeah.
And so I fell into a vacuum. But then Atlantic University helped me through that process, kind of like my capstone to my transition. And they helped me find my mission in life, which is more of helping people instead of dropping bombs on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels a lot better. The passion is there, so I can spend an endless amount of time doing these things that don't make any money,
mm-hmm.
whereas before I wouldn't even contemplate it.
Right.
So working with dreams is definitely part of the picture, and I can go off on a tangent there,
right.
But we'll save the time for more important stuff.
So can you give us some examples of how these dreams, the collection of these dreams and the you know data analysis of them have led to some predictive information?
Okay. Yeah, well, we can take the cold front. It was extremely cold summer. It was a record cold summer. And we had the Project Argus had just kicked off in April, and the very bang, the second dream that came in was really confusing because it talked about how the trees had no leaves on them, and everything was cold, so therefore this must be the southern hemisphere is what the dreamer wrote. And because if this is August, you know, the only cold places are going to be, you know, the southern hemisphere. So we immediately said southern hemisphere. But then the linguistics came in, and it said, this was about 2 weeks later, and it said earth, food, hard ice. And immediately thought back to that second dream and started putting two and two together. So we kind of had an idea that there was going to be some problem with the food come August, or at least some sort of harvest problem
uh-huh.
in August because of the cold front. And that was, so now we have several dreams overlapping. And then, without me talking about it, there was a rash right before that last report when I published the predictive headline. Everybody was talking about how cold it was.
Uh-huh.
And it's so in your face. These memes are just in your face, like there's no way you can avoid it. You have to at least address it. So we said, well, you know, this goes against the odds, but we have a headline out that there's going to be an August harvest that's going to have a problem,
mm-hmm.
or we're going to lose something because of an unexpected cold front, is what we said. So then within about a month, might have been 3 weeks in there, the polar vortex came through and wiped out almost 100% of the grape harvest, which is an August harvest up in the northern states of Minnesota and Wisconsin, or not, maybe not Wisconsin, but New York. All those northern states up there lost apparently almost 100% of their grapes for this year.
Wow.
And so there you go. It was a 5.0 hit. We had... we've been seeing one of the very first memes that we had was the drought, a southern town.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what hasn't happened yet is we have the prediction is that the town is going to vacate or migrate, and that hasn't actually happened yet, but there's been a lot of talk about how California is going to have to move out. They're going to have to migrate people out if this drought continues. And so the headline got hit, but it wasn't a perfect hit. A perfect hit would be if people actually left, but that hasn't happened yet. But,
right.
I mean, you can't deny that was a direct hit. I mean, you go against the odds and publish these weird headlines. We had a headline that a Spanish official was going to step down, and then within days, the Spanish king stepped down to give his throne to his son.
Wow. So
these are really big, big events. The airline meme was a huge one, and that one's something that's kind of sticky that I don't really like to deal with much anymore because there's so many airplanes that crash. I mean, you can predict an airplane crash any moment, and you'll probably get a hit on it. So I don't like dealing with that. But it was a rash of big airliners that were going to crash, and of course the Ukrainian thing, and that there were several the French or the Algerian plane that went down. Those were within like a week time frame. So that
I remember that
got hit, but. I don't really like those as examples, the airline crashes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a ton more of them. The St. Louis riots, that was going to be the violence. People were going to be in new highs of violence in a metropolitan area. We were suspecting it was going to be Chicago. Mm-hmm. It ended up being St. Mm-hmm. Louis. And they
pretty
had
close.
All waves of new highs. And, yeah, that's very close locationally. Obviously, we like to refine that in the future to get the exact city so mm-hmm. that our Paradigm 2 people, their creators, can help those people out mm-hmm. there.
So we're going to have to go to another quick break. But before we do, Chris, can you please share with our listeners how they can connect with you and connect with this information that you're talking about?
Yes, very simple. Go to nationaldreamcenter.com, all big one word, and from there you can find Facebook links. You can sign up for free email updates, and we have a brand new forum, and it's exploding with a lot of action. We basically have validation from our precognitive dreamers. We can actually get their names out there on this forum that, hey, we looked at this dream and the news, and it matches, and here's the score. And so that's starting to really take off.
Okay, cool.
Really be a part of that.
Well, we've got lots more with Chris McCleary when we return here in just a few moments on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Chris McCleary. He is an author. He is a spiritual coach, and he is the director of the National Dream Center. Now, Chris, you know, you talk about these different projects, and I'm trying to get them straight here. I understand that you're tapping into dreams, you're assessing them, you're creating headlines based on those dreams, but you refer to something called Project August, Paradigm 1, Paradigm 2, Paradigm 3. Can you give us some clarity about what the different projects going on are?
I would love to. Project August basically just ended, although we're still collecting a few headlines. Okay, so let me step back before I confuse everybody. Project August was an unprecedented initiative to test the collective's ability to dream the future. And what they would do, these dreamers from around the world would intend to dream about big headlines coming in August. Now, normally when you see this kind of thing, you would say, oh, well, he's testing these dreams. Okay, so the dream comes in. And he's testing to see how well that dream matches up with reality coming in August. Mm-hmm. And that's not what we did. What we did was we gathered these collective dreams every 2 weeks or so, and we ran linguistics on them, and we analyzed them for memes mm-hmm. and overlaps. And then we developed our own set of headlines that made the most sense based on the trends. And there were occasionally where the dream information was so clear and distinct that we had to include that. And I won't go through the specifics on how I knew that, but mm-hmm. a lot of those individual dreams came true. But anyway, we had about 115 some odd predictive headlines, and we have around 101 of those headlines have come true. And when you go to the website, nationaldreamcenter.com, mm-hmm. I'm just now publishing the statistics on this and kind of the stats pages. Instead of one big, long product, you know, final report, I'm kind of just looking at each little section separately. So I've got a separate article for the statistics I'm doing. So when you look at the timing, I've matched up the number of headlines that came true versus the week it was. So we had weeks in May, weeks in June, weeks uh-huh. in July and August. And what I hypothesized, because so many of our dreams were coming true early, I thought, well, either Project August is a hoax and it's just a coincidence they're coming true, or you can't really intend. But you can't intend for a future time. Well, I was wrong on all those accounts. Mm-hmm. And what we hypothesized kind of in the middle of July was that we were starting to see a ramp up of the amount of hits. So we hypothesized that it might look like a bell curve by the time this comes in. So you have a lot of dreams that happen that come true early, and then the majority of your dreams coming true in August, and then hopefully look a little trail off towards September or October. So the point being that when you intend on a time period, you increase the chances that you're going to have something on that date or in that month, but it doesn't guarantee it. Uh-huh. But there is definitely something to intending for a certain time period. It does work. We had a project in there inside of Project August called Project Uno, and these dreamers dreamed for intentionally for a specific day. It was August 1st, thus the name of Uno. Mm-hmm. And every one of our dreamers now wasn't a big group of people. There was only 6 people willing to share their dreams with the public, because that was one of the requirements. They had to share their dream early. So there's only 6. But every 6 of these dreamers hit very close to August 1st. We had half of them hit right on August 1st with very high scores, 5 out of 5. We can talk about scores later. Uh-huh. And then the other 2, there was 2 early hits just by about a week, and then there's 2 late hits by about a week. Mm-hmm. So there's another miniature bell curve right there.
Right.
So that's not definitive. It's too small of a sample to really say much about that. But it is nice to see that it matches the bigger scale. We had 168 hits on Project August Headline, and it was definitely a big bell curve. You can go look at it or on that report.
So how much in advance of August for this larger group were you collecting dreams?
Okay, we started in April, and we were collecting all the way through until the third week in July.
Uh-huh.
And we have in the statistics there, I can't remember them off the top of my head, but you're looking at about an average of about 50 days was the average from the source, whether it be the dream or the linguistics, from when that comes up till the time it comes true in Project August was 50 days. And that's profoundly different than the typical precognitive work that you'll see elsewhere, which, according to J.M. DeBoard, would say that the average is typically about a week. That's kind of the uh-huh. vast majority of that. Now, here's what's interesting.
That's individual versus,
a
greater collection of individuals.
Yeah, and those are typically not intending on a specific date. That's the key. And what I'm hypothesizing based on my data is that when you make that intention, it takes you out of that kind of that week average, and it puts you closer to the actual time that you're intending for. It doesn't put you necessarily on that date, but it gives you a high probability that you will be close to that date.
Mm-hmm.
And so it moves you closer to that intention time.
Well, you know, what you're doing is talking about dates within the context of dreaming, and I certainly know that when you do intuitive work, whether you're, going through channeling or meditation or whatever way you want to approach it, the time frame for events to occur, it's really, really difficult to predict.
Yeah.
And they talk about
really.
From, I've heard channelers say that, when they're connecting with these other realms or these other beings, they're saying that predicting time of events is really, really difficult. Because it's from this place where time doesn't really exist.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I was extremely surprised to see that there were these trends. And here's another key trend, is that, we talked about J.M. DeBoard's 1 week thing for precognition.
Uh-huh.
I have something to indicate that that is also true, because in my statistics, I show that the sooner that the dream comes true, the more accurate it will be.
Oh,
and that was a very interesting correlation. It was about a 0.5, which is still, it's just a moderate correlation, but it's still pretty high. It's pretty significant. Uh-huh. It's definitely a trend there that if you, the longer that you wait, the longer that it takes this dream to come true in intentional dreaming or uh-huh. incubation, then it'll be less accurate. And so that is a huge lesson learned for what we're going to do in Paradigm 3, because if it's taking a lot longer than we thought, then we're going to have to update that with more dream incubation so that we can update the clarity and the vision. Mm-hmm. And not just sit on our hands and wait for it to come true.
Right. And if you think in terms of having different possible paths, you know, various probabilities, the sooner in the timeline you get to, the greater chances that you're on that particular timeline, that area, that realm within which the prediction occurred, is going to be on that same timeline. And people talk about how there are parallel realities. There are alternate universes. There are different timelines where we've made different choices. So the farther and farther out we get, the more difficult it is to predict, you know, that on this particular timeline, on this particular reality path, that we'll actually get to that event. Could be on a different path instead.
Yes, I am fanatically excited about those timeline discussions. But unfortunately, I can't really put them into our work.
Sure.
Because it just convolutes everything so much. I have a couple data points also. I don't have any number data, but we have this concept like the brush in front of us is obscuring the tree because it's closer to us.
Uh-huh.
And we had a recent situation in our non-Project August material that suggested that Hollywood was going to have a big headline, and it was surging, and then mm-hmm. it matched up to a couple people's dreams about Drew Barrymore, and so we made a headline for Drew Barrymore is going to have some storms and maybe shots at her house, mm-hmm. like physical gunshots, is what the dream material suggested. Well, it turns out to be metaphoric. She was under fire a couple weeks after that for bad mouthing her sister, which probably caused her to kill herself and that sort of thing. But it wasn't really like a big headline,
mm-hmm.
but it was definitely a hit.
Right.
I mean, it was definitely a metaphoric hit there. But what happened later was the hacker that got into the nude photos in Hollywood, and that's like, those headlines are just everywhere. It's a big, big ordeal. Well, I'm hypothesizing now, and I'm going to try and keep track of this kind of thing, where the bush was Drew Barrymore obscured us from seeing what was going to be happening about it. It was about 3 weeks after that.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah, because that was definitely the bigger headline.
Well, we have to go to another quick break, but more with Chris McCleary when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, this hour is flying by way too fast. I'm talking to Chris McCleary. Chris, this is fascinating work, and I know that you've been working on several projects, and you've got one called Paradigm 3 coming up. And are you're looking for some people to join that process, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is exciting because we not only have dreamers now that are seeing the future, but we have a set of a group, a team that is going to forget about the predictions. Hey, I don't care about what you guys say is coming. We're going to create the reality we want. And it's going to be a symbiotic relationship. And these teams are going to both be considered inside of Paradigm 3, but they're going to be completely separate. They're going to have separate missions, and they're not even going to know what each other is doing, but they're going to feed each other, and they're going to help each other grow. So, for example, if a tornado is coming towards a city, that's from Paradigm 1, or the dreamers are seeing this happening, then that information is going to get toted over to Paradigm 2 people. That's the Group 2 team, and they're going to do their work with prayer, all these spiritual modalities of meditation. They're going to set an intention, whatever it is. How are they going to deal with that tornado? Whether they're not, they're going to dispel it. Hopefully they're not going to divert it to another city, because that would be pointless.
That's the thing that concerns me about having intention for greater planetary things, because if we're talking about specific events, the specific events could be really important and have ramifications for a lot of positive stuff, and so, if you divert a tornado from one place, if it goes to someplace else, it's that butterfly effect. Do you really want to change things in a way that affects all these other people?
Yes, and we've batted around these ideas about free will, about karma. Well, what if karma is all about that tornado? That tornado needs to happen. Well, there's a couple of different opinions on that. Is that, well, karma sent the Dreambot to tell us that a tornado should be disassembled. Mm-hmm. So we can work that both ways. And as long as we don't mess with free will, as long as we don't mess with picking a side, or choosing one person over another, or one group over another, we're going to be okay. And it's going to be based on a specific rule set for these creative people. And not only they're going to have to agree on something. So I'm thinking that if something, if they want to get into something that's very controversial, mm-hmm. it's not even going to pass, and they're not even going to be able to get, you know, get the support they need in order to, you know, even get to the intention part of it or the prayer part of it.
Right. You know, as a healer, Chris, one of the things I've learned is that when somebody comes into me with a particular issue, generally speaking, I don't focus on healing that, facilitating healing in that realm. Because one of the things I've discovered and one of the things I've learned from others is that when you come from this place of sort of wanting the highest good, the highest outcome for all involved to occur, then the most magnificent things happen. It's you're much more likely to get a healing when you don't have attachment to healing that particular thing. So I kind of wonder if, you know, there's a way to stay sort of high level with that in terms of the intention so that you don't end up kicking yourselves later thinking, oh, wow, I wish I hadn't intended that.
Yeah, and you know as a healer that when you work with symptoms and not the root causes, that you just keep on having problems.
Oh, absolutely.
And so that's going to be another one of our tenets is that once we pick an item that we want to go after, we're not going to be working at the superficial symptomatic level. We're mm-hmm. going to be diving in deeper and looking at the root causes.
So what are the ramifications of this? In like a minute or less, what are the ramifications of the potential of this work?
What we're looking at is the symbiotic relationship between the highest probability factors. Mm-hmm. So if the seers, the future is not set in stone from my vantage point. And so we see what the highest probabilities are for the near future, the far future. And then we can collectively see if there's something similar to that. We're not going to be changing it 100% ever. Mm-hmm. We're just going to be steering it just a little bit.
Right.
And the minimum amount for what is needed in order to make it happen. So what we're doing is looking at all the cycles of humanity, you know, cycles from uncontrollable forces, and there's the universe that we can control, and we're incorporating all those together into one big harmonious reality creation mm-hmm. kind of machine
right.
where we'll accept some things, particularly the things that we can't control, mm-hmm. and we will only focus on those things that we can control.
Right, right. And, you know, that reminds me of your book that we haven't mentioned much of here because it really focuses on something else. It's more about, you know, our personal journeys. And yeah. I wanted to mention that again, Yippie Ball, Swinging You Back to Life. And it's a fun look and insightful look at being versus doing and transforming our lives. And I know it's something that, you know, you have a lot of personal experience in as well. And I'm sorry we don't have time to talk about that today, but I did want to mention that on air.
Yeah, thank you. It is very much an individual work, and Paradigm 3 is nothing more than taking Yippie Ball and putting it into a collective environment where we look at humanity-level cycles, when you're pushing a kid on a swing, you don't want to push at the wrong time because you'll actually stunt the swing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you push it right at the right time,
yeah.
So if you want peace, you look at when humanity is moving in that direction and you push with all your might, boy, that uh-huh. swing is going to go really high.
Yeah.
And what I've also found is being in the middle, avoiding the two extremes is devastating for mm-hmm. one's being.
Right. And I highly recommend the book. And Chris, I want to thank you for joining me here today on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Thanks for having me.
And again, Chris McCleary, and it's nationaldreamcenter.com. And, you know, I'm going to be talking to you on the radio a little sooner than usual. I'll be on hosting for Dr. Pat on the Dr. Pat Show Thursday at 11 a.m. And I want to invite you to join me because I'm going to be talking about something that's near and dear to my heart. The topic of my show is letting go to more. And the reason I'm going to focus on that is because one of the things I have personally discovered and discovered through my interaction with some of my clients is that releasing can be a very expansive experience and is an important part of our transformational journey. And so I hope to talk to you at 11 a.m. Pacific time on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio on Thursday. And again, please join me again next week on the Christine Upchurch Show on Friday. Thanks for joining us here today. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.